Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
I just said to Chris Dim, I've got to get better at pickleball.
First you said, I've just got to get better, Biggie.
I did.
And I said,
at what? Listen.
Why?
For what?
For who?
My partner, Diesel, he's got us. We took a silver last spring in a very close loss in a gold medal match to our adversaries, Brian and Jay, who we've met many occasions but rarely beat. And that qualified us for Dallas.
Dallas.
Fall Nationals. And Diesel wants to make the trip, take a plane ride to Dallas.
Lord help me, Jesus.
Oh, God. We knew this day might come.
Lord help me, Jesus.
I guess Chris Christopherson said it best.
I've wasted it, so help me.
I got to tell Diesel, if I took 3 days of vacation to play pickleball in Dallas, I'd be in divorce court. And likely in the boss's office, too.
You don't think... Would you have to take 3 days? Is it a weekday event?
Tuesday. Oh, it's so many different levels. Ours is on a Tuesday. I mean, the pros play on Saturday.
My soul's
in your we suckered these people into giving us money.
Yes.
Group.
Give them a t-shirt and take the entry fee.
Yeah. Go ahead and take me. I mean, it'd probably be a $150 entry fee plus flight and hotel.
Oh, you're looking at $1,000 easy. Oh, more than that. Probably 3 nights.
Road tripping.
Yeah.
Take the week.
No.
Right. I don't think they're taking roll here anymore.
It's like one of those classes where you just sign in.
Yeah.
Well, what are y'all signing for me? Yeah, you'll sign for one. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Did you see him? I think I did.
Yeah.
Kelly, come in today.
I think you're the only one that's taken roll for a while.
I know. I thought I saw him. Did he duck out the back door? Yeah, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
Does it matter?
What a great point.
Yeah.
Might as well just zip down to Dallas, try to get gold down there. Yeah.
I mean, that's an easy overnight drive. You could drive to Texarkana.
Yeah.
Or stop in, I don't know, Biloxi.
What's that, 1,000 miles?
12, probably easy.
Miles,
yeah.
I'm going to do about 15
to
hours.
Dallas? I'm going to take a look.
Give me the Dallas. Yeah. Diesel.
Driving distance?
Well, Diesel's got a hybrid.
He does.
He's got a hybrid, so maybe.
Will that even be allowed in Texas?
That's true. They may make you rent a car at the border.
Possibly. What are we in?
I'm just going to ballpark it here.
Just give us to the
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, give us to Dallas. Go to the baseball stadium or the football stadium in Dallas or wherever, and let's see.
Wouldn't it be something we played at Jerry World?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
On the field where the Cowboys play.
If I were able to do something like that.
Looking at about 16 hours.
Well, he drives eight, I drive eight. You know, get up at 5 in the morning and get there that night at 10 o'clock or whatever.
You wouldn't even get a hotel. You just drive straight through.
Well, I think we have to drive the day before, like Monday, then get the hotel Monday night, play Tuesday, drive back Wednesday or Thursday.
You don't want to be wasted while you're playing.
Yeah.
From exhaustion.
Have to get a good night's sleep.
Now, you could leave because you are used to being up early. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could leave at 4 in the morning and make it a day trip.
Yes. But let me tell you, the person standing in the way is my gorgeous wife. And also, I'm not really I'm not really wanting to do that.
You're not all in.
No. Diesel.
You're not quite at the level of nationals yet.
I don't think so.
But who was there was a guy that was in this room 2 years ago and said, I want to be the best pickleball player in the state over the age of 50.
I remember that.
It was me.
You remember that guy, Biggie?
It was me.
I do.
It was me. But I play with guys who are better than me over the age of 50. And
they're not going.
Oh, no. In fact, a lot of these guys have the attitude of, why do I want to pay money to play against guys that I can just play against for free? You know, I play the same level of competition to play for free. But there is something about taking that medal, you know, and there is something about real competition. You feel totally different when you're in
a
tournament like that. Yeah, you feel completely.
With real stakes.
Yeah, with real stakes. You feel
real or imagined.
Mm-hmm. It's a completely different feeling. I mean, I can't tell you the nerves that I get with standing out there for the first point when it really matters, you know?
What if you, this is a little bit older than you are, right?
Yeah.
A few years older?
3 years, yeah.
Would you two retire at the same time and hit the circuit? Retire from your full-time gig?
Now, listen, if I was retired, If I ever do, Biggie says they'll have to drag me away from this old control board.
Oh, without a doubt. It's not
going
to be
first.
Biggie said, we're going out. I'm going out.
You say it with pride, but it's not, not going to be a prideful moment.
Yeah, you're down with your boot.
You guys are going to have to drag me out of here.
Right.
Well, and they really will.
They probably will. Mm-hmm. As Chris Tipp was saying, since they don't take roll, it'll probably be a year before they realize, is he still working here?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get rid of him. Yeah. Maybe I can get an extra year out of it.
I thought, didn't we give him a watch?
They gave me a clock like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember that from the 30th?
Yeah.
30th year here, they gave me a watch. A watch. There's a computer going to take your job. Going to take your job. I've seen a few people get watches that are no longer around.
Mm-hmm.
So as
keeping time on a clock right now next to me.
And we keep adding computers.
How many computers have been surrounded by? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Got 6.
Count this one.
Got 6. Right, got 1. Oh, golly. Got 7. Got Biggie's one in there. Listen, we've got a tour group coming in on Friday. I think they'll be massively disappointed because I'm going to point at the computer and say, it's right here. It's computerized, you know?
Yeah, I mean, radio stations don't look like radio stations.
Used to be a really cool thing.
They were cool as could be.
Play the records or the whatever they were.
The giant stacks of CDs or albums back in the day.
Like everything else now.
I used to work in a room, one of my first full-time gig, you know, because you try to soundproof the room so you don't want the DJ's voice in the microphone to be echoey.
Correct.
And they put shag carpeting on the wall. I mean, shag carpeting.
Yes. Yes. Used to be those, like egg crate.
The sound buffers.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Used to have a lot of that.
Like really good studios, recording studios have the cutting edge stuff.
Oh, yes.
We had shag.
It's pretty nice.
It's kind of a dingy yellow.
It's nice, though.
I mean, like a smoker's teeth.
Then you see something. You know, then you see it. I pictured it red. I'm glad you described it.
Yeah.
That's the magic of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the number. America Inside the Numbers. 22% of sports fans said that they have had tickets to a game, football, baseball, basketball, mostly football, I imagine, go for the tailgate, have so much fun at the tailgate, they just eschew the game and stay in the parking lot the entire time.
It's the best part.
It's better than the game.
As I've gotten older.
The tailgate's better.
The tailgate, I have always found at football games,
mm-hmm.
NASCAR races.
Mm-hmm.
Better than going in.
Well, yeah.
I mean, once you're in, you realize you don't have the comfort you have at the tailgate. You have, because you kind of picked your own, you're spending a lot of money now mm-hmm. on beer, mm-hmm. food. It's fun to go to the team store.
Mm-hmm.
I've always enjoyed that. But then once I get to the seats, I'm like, oh, we can halftime it.
Yeah.
Do you think these people sell their tickets? Because you can't get into a tailgate without a ticket.
They all have tickets, and I bet so. I bet they decide with a half hour to go, I'm just going to stay at the tailgate. They sell the tickets, and they stay in the parking lot the entire time.
The setups with these RVs and satellite dishes is unreal.
You can see the game on television while you're in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then, you cannot get in the gates unless you have a ticket. So I wonder how many people, maybe they do it multiple times where you buy the ticket, especially if it's a big game. You know you're going to be able to sell them, scalp them. And you just stay in the parking lot.
I think there's a lot of people you'd be shocked, and maybe not a lot, but I think there's a percentage of people that just go for the tailgate.
Well, you have to have a ticket.
You have to have a ticket, I thought, to get into the premises.
You're just paying to park.
Well, now some stadiums are like downtown areas where you're just parking.
True.
You pay to park for $40 or whatever.
And a lot of times, even at your, like FedEx Field has all their own parking around there.
Mm.
Just pay to park. They never say, let me see your ticket to get in.
That's right. That's probably true. You're right. But these 22% said, I've had a ticket and still just enjoyed the tailgate so much.
Mm-hmm.
I stay at
the been there. There's been multiple football games and races I've gone into and been like, I was happier in the parking lot.
Unbelievable.
Biggie was a pioneer.
You started this.
God.
You're so brave.